Hi, my name is Zakiran, and welcome to my video and podcast, Rituals of Success, the keys that unlock your unlimited power to create anything you desire, where I expose the extremely disempowering ways we were taught to think, believe, feel, and act that are ensuring your failure and not your success and happiness. And how to turn that around and even use those limited rituals you were taught to your advantage to ensure your absolute success, happiness, health, wealth, and fulfillment. So enjoy my video and podcast, Rituals of Success. Hi, my name is Zakiran, and I help success-minded entrepreneurs achieve a success mindset to propel your life, your business, your relationships to unlimited heights of success to achieve the joy and the freedom you desire. In my videos, podcasts, articles, and books available on my website at zakiran.com, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract yourself the health and the wealth and the happiness and the abundance and freedom that you desire. And as a free gift for watching this video, I'd like to give you a copy of my free Daily Success Rituals video and audio series directly through Facebook Messenger by going to successrituals.info. All right, here we go. The rituals of success. The keys that unlock your unlimited power to create anything you desire. So how were you trained as a child? And as a growing adult, were you taught that you had an unlimited potential to be, do, or have anything that you wanted? Or were you taught that everything is limited and that your potential was limited and resources were limited, etc., etc., etc.? Were you taught to think in a limited, fearful way? Or were you taught to believe that anything is possible and you could do anything? Were you taught a list of daily success rituals that would ensure your happiness, health, wealth, and fulfillment? Or were you taught that life is hard and wealth is hard and freedom isn't free, etc., etc.? Unless you were raised by very aware, enlightened, and gifted parents, teachers in a very aware, enlightened, and gifted private school, you were taught rituals of failure, not rituals of success. Being forced to memorize facts, figures, history, and information, etc., that you will never ever need or use in your life is a ritual of failure, not success. Being scolded and judged and punished for bad marks and bad behavior and told that you were not good enough and you didn't do good enough, etc., etc., rather than being encouraged and edified for positive behavior is a ritual of failure, not success. It's training you to fail, not succeed. Being forced to do anything that you don't want to do and don't like doing is a ritual of failure, not success. It is training you to fail and struggle, not succeed and be happy. Being trained strictly to enter the 9-to-5 workforce without any education about business and investing and marketing and freedom and entrepreneurship is a ritual of failure, not success. It's training you to fail and struggle, not succeed and be happy. Never being taught how to be a good parent and how to have healthy, loving, open relationships. Those are rituals of failure, not success. That's training you to fail and struggle, not succeed. Being taught outdated, childish, naive, unenlightened, one-sided, quote-unquote spiritual training without being exposed to a broad base of spirituality so that an individual can decide what is right for them is a ritual of failure, not success. It's training you to struggle and fail, not succeed. Not being taught that we all have the power within us to create anything we want and be anything we want to be is a ritual of failure, not success. And it's training people, children, for struggle and failure, not success. Not being encouraged to pursue your dreams, but instead to be being taught to be realistic and give up on your outlandish, impossible pipe dreams for security is a ritual of failure and unhappiness and unfulfillment, not happiness and success. Being taught to be analytical and mental and physical over being creative and emotional is a ritual of failure and struggle and unfulfillment and happiness and unhappiness, not success. Being taught that anything or anyone is less or more important than anything or anyone else is a ritual of failure, not success. Being taught to think about and talk about things in life that we don't like and don't want is a ritual of failure and unhappiness, not success. Being taught that we need to get rid of and kill anything or anyone that we don't like and don't want is a ritual of failure and unhappiness, not success. Not being taught to think in positive ways about what we do like and do want in our lives is a ritual of failure and unhappiness, not success. So it is pretty obvious that society has not been trained on how to succeed in life. Pretty obvious that you've not been trained to succeed in life. We've been taught and trained to basically live just one degree above Neanderthal mentality. That is why the majority of people on Earth are poor and struggling and have little or no freedom and know nothing about business and being an entrepreneur and have no freedom, don't have any idea how to achieve freedom, while the majority of wealth is held by the chosen few because they were taught differently than us. And it has nothing to do with conspiracies or greed or politics or spirituality or karma or economics. It is strictly about rituals of success. It is strictly about how you were trained to believe about life, about money, about business, about wealth, etc. Successful people have practiced rituals of success, whereas struggling people have practiced rituals of failure. They have been taught how to struggle and fail, not succeed. Successful people believe they can, while unsuccessful people believe they can't, because they have been taught that they can't. And whether you believe you can or believe you can't, either way, you're right, because your thinking makes it so. Thank you, Kevin Trudeau. And the only reason anyone is richer than you, happier than you, or more successful than you is the rituals of success they have been practiced. And the most powerful ritual of success is thinking about what you want rather than thinking about what you don't want. So, what patterns of thought have you been taught? Have you been trained to practice rituals of success or rituals of failure? Have you been taught rituals of ease and abundance and prosperity? Or have you been taught rituals of difficulty and struggle and hard work and lack? What old patterns of thinking and action do you ritualistically and unconsciously do every day that you were taught by unsuccessful, unhappy people that through the compound effect are ensuring your struggle and ultimate failure rather than your ease and ultimate success? What is the recipe of rituals that you have used to create in your life frustration and disappointment and anger and depression? Because you were not born with these emotions. You were born happy and content and excited about every aspect of life with the power to create anything you desire. But you were trained to doubt those inner, positive, unlimited, powerful feelings. So whatever your big issue in life, whatever it is, what is the recipe you used to create this cake of struggle? What are the thoughts and the actions you took every day, every month, and every year to become frustrated with your life or depressed or angry or disappointed? Regardless of what rituals of thought and action you took to get you to where you don't want to be, you can use the opposite pattern to get you to where you do want to be. What empowering rituals can you do every day that are going to, over time, build up a foundation of success for you to help you make your dreams come true? I mean, this isn't rocket science. Think fun, easy, prosperous, good feeling thoughts about what you like, love, and appreciate. And you will attract things in your life that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. It's very simple, very easy. Easy to do, but it's also easy not to do. Especially when you were taught to think differently. Especially if your old ritual of failure was to bitch and moan and complain about what you hate in life. People have turned their emotions into their identity. You are not your emotions. You're not your feelings. People say, I am sick. I am depressed. I am sad. I am broke. I am disappointed. I am angry. You are not any of those things. Those are just feelings. Those are just symptoms of your rituals of failure. You're an amazing, unlimited, creative, empowered master of creation with the freedom and the power to create whatever you want. You have the freedom to create depression or complete joy and excitement. It's your choice. You have the power to create complete poverty or complete utter prosperity and wealth. Again, it's your choice. You have the power to create illness and disease or the complete power to be totally healthy, vital, and full of life force. It's your choice. So what rituals of thought have you used to generate frustration, disappointment, fear, depression, anger, sadness, powerlessness, illness, victimhood, etc.? We'll figure it out because you created it. Yeah, other people contributed ingredients for your cake, but it's your thought rituals that put all the ingredients together to create the cake that is your life. Now, what rituals of success can you now use to create the opposite positive emotion for of your negative one? So what's the positive, what's the opposite of what you've been doing? Because you're never more clear about what you do want when you're clear about what you don't want. So what do you want? And how can you create that in your life? First off, whatever you want, it's not going to manifest right now. So give up the fast food, fast money, instant gratification, failure, ritual thinking that you've been taught by society that the thing, the money, the relationship, whatever, is what is going to make you happy. Because that is not true. You are the only one who makes you happy. You are the only one that can make you happy. Your actions and reactions to the thing or the person or the experience is what makes you happy or unhappy. And being happy is why you want whatever you want in the first place. So the ritual of success is to teach yourself how to be happy, whether you have what you want right now or not. So, how do I get happy when I don't have what I want yet? when what I want is going to make me happy. The key is to enjoy the feelings, to delight in the joy and the excitement of being, doing, or having what you want right now, as if you have it right now. Feel the feelings of being, doing, and having what you want right now. You have to practice magic. You have to become a child again that could imagine yourself being, doing, or having anything and feeling what it feels like to have it. You've got to delight in the fun of imagining being, doing, and having your desires right now. So the first key is vision. You've got to broaden your ability to imagine having what you want. And the second key is emotion. You got to feel your desires being here right now. You've got to let go of your addiction to physically seeing what you want, which only causes you to see the lack of what you want, which causes you to feel bad. And instead, master your inner vision and the ability to see and feel being, doing, and having what you want, as if it is magically here right now. That is how you turn thoughts to things. That is how you turn your dreams into reality. That is how you counteract all of the rituals and patterns and beliefs of failure and limitation and fear that you've been taught by society that are sabotaging your success and happiness and prosperity and vitality. You don't get rid of that old, unneeded, outdated, limited, fear-based crap. You just create new, leading-edge, fun, success-oriented good stuff. Counteract the old patterns of patterns and rituals of struggle and failure by creating rituals of ease and success and fun and adventure and excitement and just let those old patterns die. Just let them decay from lack of use. Stop putting the old ingredients in your cake and just put new, fun, uplifting, exciting, prosperous, open, unlimited, abundant, magical ingredients in your cake. And your life will be this cake. Your life will become a non-stop, joyful, abundant, fulfilling, exciting, adventurous, creative, rich, and free, and magical life. Now, if that sounds like the life for you, then I want to hear from you. Let's you and I work and play together and create amazing things in our lives and help other people do the same thing. And to support your journey, I recommend my Daily Success Rituals series, available for free for a limited time, valued at $297 at successrituals.info. In this Daily Success Rituals series, I show you how to incorporate fun, easy-to-do actions and meditations and affirmations and visualizations, etc., into your life to create a positive, happy mindset so that you're happy every day and feeling empowered with the belief that you can create anything you want in your life so that you actually do create whatever you want in your life. And it all starts with creating a positive, happy mindset. And then the dramas of life start to fade away and become less imposing. And then you actually create what you want from your happy mindset, because the ritual of success and creation is get happy, then you'll create what you want. Not create what you want, and then you'll be happy, which is a ritual of failure and struggle, not success and happiness. So get stuck into the training and every day pre-pave your way to consciously create your dreams and desires into your reality. But more importantly, so that you are happy every day, because that's all you want anyway. That's what you want in the first place, to be happy. You're here on earth for the joy of creation. Or better stated, the joy of creating what you want, not having what you want. It's fun to have what you want, but you're not here for the stuff Even though the stuff is fun, you're here to delight in your awesome power to create whatever you can imagine into physical reality. That's why you're here. Simply put, you're here on Earth for the joy and fun of it. And the joy of creation. You're not here to prove anything to anyone. And you're certainly not here to prove your worth to some god or to your relationships or your parents or your lovers, etc., etc. Your worth is not in question, never has been, never will be, because you are a priceless jewel. You are God, Goddess in a human body. And if you need some more personal attention to help you remember that and believe that and know that, just go to freesession.info and I'll give you 45 minutes of my extremely valuable time to give you the keys that you personally need to get you on track toward the fulfillment of your dreams and your desires. We'll give you the success rituals you need to create the life of your dreams and be happy, healthy, wealthy, and fulfilled. Again, this is a $97 value available for a limited time, absolutely free, with no obligation to you, to help you become the empowered creator you truly are and help you lead an absolutely abundant, happy, healthy, wealthy, and magical life. That's freesession.info. So, thanks for watching this video or listening to this podcast. If you got someone, please share with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakiron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happiness and the wealth and the abundance and freedom that you desire. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast. And I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!